Good evening, Star Wars nerds. This is Nerd 11 reporting in. Just some real quick follow-ups from this week on certain things that we've touched on. Obviously, if you're following us on Facebook, or if you're following a lot of the different Star Wars news outlets, you probably already know, but actually a couple of days ago, it was announced that there's going to be two episodes to Star Wars Rebels coming out sooner than expected. The last I had heard was that the new episodes weren't going to be airing until May, but now it looks like we're going to be getting two episodes, one that airs on February the 24th, and the next one that airs right the following week on March the 3rd. The one that's airing on February 24th has the episode title of Jedi Knight. Now, where I'm reading it on Star Wars News Net.com, Knight is spelled N-I-G-H-T as in the time of day. And then the second episode is Doom, D-U-M-E. Now, those who have been following the series, or even those who followed, read some of the novels, know that Caleb Doom is the natural born name of Kanan Jarrus. He changed his name to Kanan after the Order 66 was issued to hide his identity and to keep himself safe from the Jedi Purge. So they've kind of touched on that here in the fourth season. They'd never mentioned it once before in the previous three seasons. But it was something that was covered in the Kanan comics, which we're going to be coming up to here shortly, on our comic book days. They're slated for in a few weeks. Also in one of the very first new canon novels, that came out called Jedi Dawn, that was the story of how Kanan and Hera first met. So that's where we learned that his real name was Caleb Doom. So it looks like these two episodes are going to be Kanan-centric. Now, as far as what that means, I'm not going to speculate as far as his fate or any fate of any of the characters, nor have I read any of the episode descriptions. If you would like to, you can always go to Star Wars newsnet.com. That's a great aggregator of Star Wars stories from around the net, and I tend to follow them along with Jedi Council from Collider. I also follow Force Center. You'll hear me mention them from Ken Knapsack and Joseph Scrimshaw and Jennifer Landa. Sorry, I just blanked on her name. I don't know why I wanted to call her Jessica Landa, but Jennifer Landa, who, if you've watched any of her YouTube videos, does some great Star Wars content. She has recently done some DIY dioramas for the Lego channel on YouTube, but that's a different subject altogether. So it looks like we're finally going to be getting some new episodes of Rebels sooner than expected, which is great, but then there's no mention in any article of what the next episodes after that are going to be. So maybe this is just going to be a real quick, here's two episodes to keep our appetite satisfied and bring us back into the series, and then they're gonna come back in earnest in May. So who knows, but we're just gonna have to wait and see, I guess. Nerd 11, out. All right, Nerd Squadron, there is a couple other things from earlier this week that I talked about. I said that there was no real Han Solo news. Later in the week, we did find out that they are currently doing some additional pickups to aid in the post-production process, and but everyone has and that's been reporting is saying that it's not going to be a significant overhaul of the existing movie. This is just some additional shots to help them out since the reshoots that went through with in the principal photography that happened once Ron Howard overtook the project from Lord and Miller. So it kind of like I said, I'm not a movie maker. So I'm not a industry expert or anything like that. So to me, to my untrained eye, this kind of makes it feel like they're still not done making the movie, that they still have things that need to be addressed, and that they're doing some pickups and things like that. Yes, pickups and reshoots. Now, those are common within the industry, that I do know. Every movie has scheduled pickups and some, they shoot scenes, and after they get done shooting and they go and they start editing things together, they realize, okay, well, since we trimmed down this scene here to make it flow properly, we're gonna have to do just this little, short snippet of a scene. Things like that happen in every single movie, so that I'm not worried about, nor am I truly worried about the Solo movie. I guess I'm really hesitant towards it because of a few things. One, it's coming out in May when Star Wars has clearly shown that they are great at coming out in December. Giving that whole year build up to the movie from one movie to the next. We're just going to be coming off of The Last Jedi, and with the way things have gone in the fandom with Last Jedi, I still think we need more time for us to sit with the movie and sit with the new canonical ideas and discuss them as a community before we're going to be ready for having something absolutely brand new given to us in our canon that's going to be wide-reaching. Yes, we get new things into the canon all the time with novels and comic books and the TV series, but there's nothing that is as far-reaching as the movies are, because everyone looks to the movies as the absolute truth, and that's the way it should be. The movies are for the wider audience, whereas the TV shows are for a little bit smaller portion of the audience, and then you have the comic books and the novels that all gets weeded down. Yes, there are several of us that do podcasts and are passionate about this fandom, but at the same time, I know that we're a rare breed that will actually carve out, a couple of hours every night of our lives to talk Star Wars. So that's why I'm a little worried about the way that Solo is going to be received. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. So, hearing that they're doing these along with some of the other news that came out, as far as scheduling for other movies, that have been shuffled around, to me, it almost seems like it would be far better for Lucasfilm to say, you know what? We're pushing it back to December because we want to make sure that everything is right, and we've proven that coming out in December is the best time for Star Wars. So, I don't know. What do you guys think this means for the Solo film? Do you think it's going to be pushed back to December, or do you think that they're still going to hit their May release date? Let me know. I want to give a big shout out to Corey and Joe over at the House Show Wrestling Podcast. You guys have been great supporters of mine, and I just wanted to give you guys a shout out back for everything that you guys do. You guys get me through the weeks that I'm able to pick up and not get able to see Raw or SmackDown. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't know what was going on 205 Live or NXT. So I really appreciate that, and I always look forward to your breakdowns, especially of the pay-per-views after they happen, and just to get your guys' point of view. So yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a quick shout out and appreciate your support, giving me a shout out here at the Star Wars Nerds. Once again, this is Nerd 11 signing out. That's it for this week, Star Wars Nerds. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the station, please don't forget to hit that favor button so you don't miss our next broadcast. Also, go ahead and feel free to call in the station so that we can hear your comments. And it's not just a monologue from me. You can also follow the station on Twitter at @_SWNerds. Go ahead and drop me a line there. Leave a comment or a question. I might just read it on a future segment. Also, you can follow me throughout the week on Facebook. We do have our own Facebook page of the Star Wars Nerds. I am going to try and make sure that I at least post once a day on there, whether it's sharing something from that I found on the internet, or another YouTube video that I found interesting, or I might even find a podcast that I want to share with you guys. Really enjoyed it. So just to give shout out to a couple other stations that I like to listen to and things like that. So once again, thank you for listening. This is Nerd 11 signing out. And remember, may the Force be with you always.